Episode number 1575 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Suzanne Arnold. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about build a recess anyone would be proud of. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. While you may not be aware of the must-have items for Black Friday, you can be ahead of the curve by including an expectation letter for back-to-school recess in your packet. Post about the rules for recess, the map to your playground, the way the games are played that week, and any other things kids might need to know. While you are at it, teach parents about the importance of having opportunities to be active during recess, so that they feel proud of what your school is doing right. Coaching kids in their social skills is one of the most beneficial things caring adults can do to make a positive difference in kids' lives. While parents cannot make friends for their kids, they can help them build and practice critical social skills. Social scripts are particularly useful for children on the autism spectrum, who must intentionally learn critical social skills like making eye contact and responding to others' emotions. For children who require more intense coaching, experts recommend using social scripts, or simple daily conversations, which children can practice with parents. Just like kids have to practice their skills in order to get better at a particular sport, social skills also have to be regularly practiced. This social emotions game is focused on the essential social skills kids need to learn. This game helps kids to learn about emotions within various social scenarios. Social emotional learning games are an excellent way to teach kids about emotions and relationships. Using this curriculum for self-awareness and empathy, you will have a chance to play hands-on social-emotional learning games with your kids. Mindfulness matters. As kids get older, it is time to start using social-emotional learning games that are appropriate for their age and development. Didic Social Skills Board Game. If you are teaching or having children in the first grade, then this is the game that you will enjoy. Silly Street. Here's an entertaining, silly game to help kids build social skills, self-confidence, adaptability, and more. Gifted Learning Flashcards. To teach social-emotional learning skills to younger kids with games, they first have to learn to recognize the various emotions and recognize their appearance. When used effectively, flashcards can help students internalize social-emotional learning, and can teach them tools that can help reflect on and develop compassion and kindness towards themselves and others. My point is that bulletin boards are classroom hallway billboards. They can convey a school's mission, showcase what students are learning, and are interactive to passers-by. With a tic-tac-toe-like bulletin board, students can pick the challenges that they want to work on. Our post, Teaching Students to Solve Conflicts by Theirself, has some great tips and tricks that you can use to help your students learn how to solve conflicts by themselves. In our experience, kids are proud of using the rock-paper-scissors game to resolve conflicts themselves, and to keep the games moving during recess. A school where students feel proud is a school where they want to go every day. This increases students' self-confidence and how they view the school overall. These social interactions contribute to improving the school culture, and also to their tendency to collaborate in learning. Making social and emotional learning the student's priority establishes a positive, welcoming culture, which brings together a single classroom community with all others at school. Teachers can better gauge a child's peer interactions and recommend more positive classmates for after-school playdates. If you are seeing your child struggling to make friends or being rejected by other kids, there are a few steps you can take to help. Below are a few tips for coaching your child in the three communication skills that will help him make and maintain friends. Learning to build successful peer relationships is a crucial skill for kids, and it is a skill that they will be using, and refining, all of their lives. I have many skills I am applying in the after-school program and after-school activities that students in this school are involved in. I also want to ensure all my students are at school every day ready to learn, and have plans in place for an attendance incentive program that will motivate them to show up. For students to have well-rounded lives, they must get after-school time to spend with their families, friends, hobbies, sports, etc. When students have the opportunity to move, they free up this energy and are better able to concentrate on learning. You are setting students up to take on field trips, special projects, and outdoor learning. You consistently keep the academics and social-emotional needs of our students at the forefront of student education. This social-emotional mystery hunt is ideal for the break because kids will come out of the other classrooms Foursquare is a classic that has as many variations as it has kids. Be sure that the new kids are familiar with the general rules, so that they all play along. Introducing games over the course of a year helps kids find new ways to enjoy themselves. This includes various ways to help regulate emotions, helping give students the tools they need to handle challenging situations, as well as action cards to get kids engaged. Learning can be, and should, be fun, and making it fun allows me to connect with students in ways I cannot through lecturing. Having students reflect is a good way for us to get them creating goals, but also recognizes that each day we are doing things we can all take pride in, no matter how large or small. While students may hesitate to share their feelings, it is important for you to be aware of their feelings as this will impact how you teach. As with any social skill, parents can help shy kids practice beforehand in situations that will cause anxiety, such as going to a birthday party or meeting a new group of people.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Suzanne and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.